that muddy river she's rolling. Down that eastern border she winds. Ozark Mountain Mama is calling. Cross that red dirt through the rivers and pines. See the old, find the new. It's all welcome to you. If you're heading north, southeast or west, you can stay with us a while. Keep your far horizons near. If you can dream it, you can get there from here.
All right, he's back. The hitmaker, Barrett Baber, joining us in the zone to start this 12 o'clock hour on this fantastic Tuesday. Welcome back in the Fury Electric studio. Justin Acri, Pat Bradley.
Dude.
B Babes, you are prolific, my man. Turning out the hits, you're making babies at a rampant pace. I mean, you're unbelievable.
Yeah, hey, I'm sitting here with a group of my students in my class. Hey, what's up?
Barrett is a teacher at Fayetteville High School.
Is that child abuse? Are they listening to the zone right now? Can you get away with that legally?
I don't know. I'm taking my job into my own hands.
Barrett, I have said it before, and I won't say it because your kids are there, but let's just say this. Your songs are very catchy. I mean,
thank you.
Honestly, there are a lot of outfielders and wide receivers who would like to catch it as well as you do, my man. It is so good. So good.
Well, wait, what are you teaching? What is the class?
Debate.
I teach forensics, which is like a drama class. They learn how to act and be awesome actors and actresses.
Really?
I thought you teach debate too, right? Aren't you?
I do. That's my other class, but this class that I'm in right now, or that's about to get out for lunch, is my forensics class.
Forensics? They call it forensics?
They call it forensics. That's right.
See, I would have figured that was like picking out
crime investigation.
Yeah, what happened with the scene of the crime? But no,
that's a common mistake.
Well, look, if there's one thing we do wrong. Well, there are a lot of them, actually.
We make a lot of common mistakes and uncommon mistakes. So be Barrett, uncommon, Barrett.
Barrett just won the Grammy gig of a lifetime. And what a great lesson for your students, Barrett, not to rest on your laurels, but to keep striving for more and better, upward and onward, my friend. And now that song you just heard a snippet of is in the running for the official song for Arkansas Tourism. And I think it should be the winner because I listened to a couple of the other offerings and not to slap anybody else, but I think that is the best song ever. It's happy. You mentioned a lot of great places and things about Arkansas. It's just fantastic. I mean, it's so good, my man. You're on fire right now.
Yeah, my co-writer and I, you know, when we sat down to write that song, I had the idea to kind of spell out Arkansas in the chorus, and we knew pretty soon that it was a special tune and that people would like it. And so I'm real pumped to even have the opportunity to represent the state with my song, and I'm excited maybe for people to vote for it.
When did you guys sit down to write this?
It was about 6 weeks ago. So a few weeks before I found out that I won the Grammy gig thing, we wrote that tune and submitted it to the Song of Arkansas contest. And, you know, my co-writer had the idea for Arkansas, Get There From Here, because really that's kind of the theme of the tune. There's just so much to do, both, you know, activity-wise, but also in business and in life. I mean, you can do it from here. You can get anywhere from Arkansas, and that's kind of what the song's about.
That's a great point. I also appreciate the fact that you avoided the obvious pitfall of spelling it incorrectly. So just to kind of play into that whole, you know, image that Arkansas portrays itself to other states, you know, we get kind of looked down upon for our education system and our relative level of intelligence. But you know what? You avoided that.
Not in that forensics class, they don't.
No,
that,
genius.
I'll tell you that right now.
He is building them one genius at a time, PB.
That's right. I'm surrounded by geniuses right now.
But it's a great song. You know, I was explaining to my friends on the morning show today and talking to Pat and Matt about it a little bit today in the zone that yesterday I got to embrace a couple of cool things about Arkansas. We took the kids fishing in the morning, and then we went to Oaklawn in the afternoon since they were out for President's Day. There are, like you said, there are so many great things, and whether you want to do it inside, outside, in the world of business or any other way, there are so many things you can achieve in this great state of ours. It's a great point.
Yeah, and I think there's no better representation of that than you know, Pat Bradley or you or me. You know, we've all been able to find our careers and get there from here in Arkansas. And you know, we've got a president from the state of Arkansas. I mean, there's the sky's the limit here in the state. And so that's what the song's about. And so my hope is that people will embrace the tune and go vote for me this week and make it the song of Arkansas.
I am embracing it. It should win, and I don't care if you win or lose. We're going to play it, and as far as I'm concerned, it is the official song of Arkansas. How do the rest of the folks vote?
It's really simple. You just go to arkansas.com. Hmm. You click on the Song of Arkansas contest icon at the bottom of the page, and then all seven songs, all seven finalists are there. You can preview all of them. And you can check the one you like. I'm certain that most people will like mine. And so you check the thing and then put first name, last name, and email address. And you can do that once a day for the rest of the week.
Babes.
And then votes will be tallied.
What happens if you win? What happens from there?
Well, if I win, I'll
become the greatest man of all time.
At the governor's conference here in Rogers. And then also they'll use my song. They'll shoot a video of me, I guess, and my song, and then use that for commercials and promotion of tourism in the state. So actually, other people in other states that go to visit the tourism website will see it and get to see hear the song and see the video, and hopefully they realize, hey, man, Arkansas, I can get there from here. That's kind of the whole point.
Did you make any new connections with the Grammy gig and the opportunity to be out there and around all that?
Yeah, there's a lot of good things happening in my life musically as far as that's concerned. I've made some connections and also having to work the plan. You know, winning the Grammy gig certainly didn't absolve me from having to do any of the hard work and grinding that it takes, you know, putting out music. But I'm going to Nashville this weekend and going to meet with some people and do some special things over there. And so the ball is definitely rolling. Just got to keep it going, and this is part of it. You know, being the Song of Arkansas will be a great step in that direction.
So that's arkansas.com.
Yeah, I just voted, big guy. Just voted.
arkansas.com.
Just voted. And I'm looking here at the competition. Do you know any of those other folks?
I don't. I haven't met any of those artists, but certainly got some good songs there, you know, that are different from mine. Mine's a little bit more upbeat.
Yes,
and
I love it.
And a little less commercial, I think, and more like just a song that kind of captures a feeling. And so that's why I really like mine, but certainly they're talented, and that's another thing about this big place that we live is that there's just so much talent musically, and it's such a diverse musical place that I encourage people, go listen. Don't just vote for me because I'm telling you to. Go listen to all the songs and vote for the one you like.
You can do that if you want to, but I encourage everybody to listen only to Barrett's song and only vote for Barrett's song.
I'll save you some time. I've already heard all of them. Barrett's is the best.
Yeah, Matty T's word for it. As far as the zone goes, we don't have to do equal time. We endorse Barrett's song, and if you vote for anything else, we'll have you killed. So, just saying, it is fantastic, and we wish you the best always. You know that, and I think it's awesome, and we'll keep playing it regardless.
I'm going to try to vote again.
Ironically, it's not a commercial song, but you will hear it in a commercial soon. So,
right, and you know, man, I've got to say, and I say it every time that I'm on the air with you guys in studio or on the phone, that you guys are special to me and always will be, man. I thanked you on my liner notes of Album Before Last, and I'll never be able to thank you guys enough for all the things you've done.
No, but you keep trying anyway.
Yeah.